KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds. Saturday, once again, 8 o'clock. Today is June 22nd, 2013, and 13th, however you say that. And I'm in the studio here with me. My name is Mark Kent. And I'm here with my sister, Linda.
Good morning.
And Savannah, our all-around great soundboard operator and producer and good gal.
Good morning.
Good morning. Wow. And so let's see, what are we doing today? We're streaming worldwide. That's one thing we're doing today. And, you can get into the chat room at kcnr1460.com or call in at 530-605-4567. All shows are podcast and archived as well. And you can friend me on Facebook at Mark E. Kent. And, do we have any veterans events before I get the first quote?
I don't have any veteran events, but I wanted to talk about Camp for Life, which Missing in America Project does every year.
There you go.
Yep. I believe I might have gave some wrong dates before. This is from June 29th to July 6th out at Whiskeytown. This is for some families that have terminally ill children. There's going to be 19 families out there this year. So there's a lot of good stuff going on. They do fishing and storytelling and all kinds of good stuff. Missing in America Project teams up with Walmart Heart for this camp. So if you're interested in volunteering and going out there and being with the children and stuff, you can call Jean at 529-8482 or Brandy at 529-8476. Or you can always get a hold of Fred. It happens once in a while, folks. What can I say, you know?
The Reading Tea Party meets every Monday night at 6 p.m., 2570 South Bonneview Destiny Fellowship. I think there's something going on with the Chris Street is there this Monday?
Yes.
All right, very good. He does a lot of that Agenda 21 stuff. And so forth. My quote today is, if you love life, don't waste time, for time is what life is made of. Bruce Lee.
All right.
So.
Before we move on, I wanted to remind people about the fundraiser that we have coming up next Saturday at Wind River. Doors open at 4:30. This is to help support We the People and Sovereign Minds. We're going to have dinner, a lot of good gifts, guns, knives, all kinds of good stuff. Tickets are $400 for a table, $50 for a couple, and $30 for singles. If you're interested, you can give Patrick a call at 222-3223 or give me a call at 221-0101.
Very good. Our guest today is going to be Larry Klayman. That'll be towards the bottom of the hour before we get to him. So we've got some headlines that we can go over, and there's just so much news that's happening here that it's just ridiculous. You know, there's no shortage of stuff. One of the first things I got here is California has instituted a 1% penalty for those who don't pay their taxes electronically. This means any sole proprietorships or self-employed individuals who pay quarterly and send a check rather than pay online are now assessed a 1% penalty for that payment. While processing a payment manually doesn't cost more than $2. Well, you know, so it's like, what the heck? Why 1%? Well, no doubt they're no different than the IRS. They're targeting people who are not their constituents, businesses.
So you get this penalty even if you pay on time.
Yeah, that's correct. If you don't pay electronically by the note I got here is these sleazeballs know who they are. And anyway, if you want to get
it's not Cincinnati.
Yeah, get a hold of your representative on that one. You might rattle his cage a little bit on it and say, hey, we don't believe that this should be happening. Why should we get penalized for paying on time just because we send you a check instead of having you automatically withdraw it from our bank account? Yeah. Not that they would ever go overboard with withdrawing stuff from your bank account.
Well,
that could never happen. Just that Cyprus, so forget about that. let's see what else we got here. Well, we got unfiltered news. Here's a headline. This is from Jason Hummel. And a friend of mine down there in Grass Valley sent this, and his line is, silver is headed to $5 an ounce probably in the next few days. Now, you got to listen to the whole thing here. Silver has declined from nearly $50 an ounce 2 years ago and to under 20 today. Clearly, the bull market in silver and gold is over. Silver is headed back to $5 per ounce for good reasons. Obviously, Obama's wise economic policies are finally beginning to cause the economy to boom and balance budgets on the horizons that the government has not yet told us about. But silver market must be telegraphing this move. Clearly, Obama, as a former constitutional scholar and teacher, is protecting the civil rights of all Americans. What with ending the drone program and ending the buildup of the billions of rounds of ammo by home security, stopping the snooping of people's emails and phone calls by the NSA, terminating bad IRS practices, and therefore investment into the U.S. and the dollar is looking attractive again to people all around the world. Clearly, Obama has lived up to his promise to have the most transparent administration in history. With a diligence to rooting out corruption and incompetence wherever it may appear in government, whether in the IRS, Homeland Security, the Department of Justice, the TSA, the NSA, the military, or the CIA. Clearly, Obama has already produced his real birth certificate. Clearly, Obama has done nothing wrong in Benghazi, and that the Tea Party people are the real terrorists. And then it says, sarcasm, humor. None of that is true. So getting back to the silver part of this, you know, the writer says, I was just trying to get your attention. Or make whatever kind of argument insane people make when they try to explain the sanity of the low silver prices. Therefore, there is no explanation for the drop in gold and silver prices other than the standard manipulation by the banks who trade in futures contracts. The reality is that the government is spending over $1 trillion more dollars each year than it does that existed, over 500 times more than the annual dollar investment in the silver market, $1,000 billion versus $2 billion. The reality is that the recipients of this money are not buying silver. Over and the holders of the dollars do not see the reality that the government spending, and are not taking prudent steps to protect themselves from inflation by buying real silver. Well, some are buying real silver, but in relatively minuscule amounts. When a decent amount of money goes into silver, and it must, the silver prices will be headed to $500 an ounce, just for starters. The truth is that before the bull market in silver and gold is over, the metal price manipulators will ruin and lose their price fixing mechanisms, and thus the reality is there's no way to stop this bull market in silver and gold, because they have manipulated interest rates too low for too long, and because they can't stand to bankrupt most Americans' businesses with higher interest rates, they cannot let rates rise to 20% to compete with the gains in the silver and gold markets to stop the bull market in gold and silver. What would happen if they did? The interest rates are already starting to rise. I don't know if you guys are looking at the bonds. So they're going to lose control of this, and it's starting to happen right now. Tens of trillions cannot chase markets of billions when the prices of the metals are skyrocketing. This helps to explain the sudden default of many of the bonds in the crash of 2008 corresponding to the crash in metal prices. They cannot let markets naturally purge themselves, as the markets are too grotesquely out of balance of a mismatched size. So, in truth, the gold and bull market in silver is nowhere near over. In truth, metals prices have declined about 30 to 60% 8 times in the last 10 years of this bull market. They've created volatility as a part of their manipulation. They want to create the perception that silver is unstable rather than the truth, that the paper is unstable as long as a long-term store of value. Now is the time to sell real estate, sell bonds, sell paper money, and buy rare silver. Buy on the dips while you still can. Now, with that said, it looks to me like the markets are starting to finally roll over worldwide. I mean, we're seeing a potential crash. So let's go to our break here, and we'll come back, and we'll talk some more about that.
All right. This is KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Dr. Maria Salas, your host for the Positively Healthy Show. I'm here with an amazing chiropractor who's been in practice for 29 years in Reading, Dr. Murray Coleridge. Hey, Doc, do you have some exciting news to share with us?
Hi, Maria. Yes. First, I want to say it's been an honor to serve the North State community. We have had such great patients over the years. My wife, Gina, and I are happy to announce that we are retiring, moving out of the area, and as of July 1st, you will be seeing my patients. Dr. Maria is my chiropractor, another Palmer grad, and has been in practice over 8 years. I'm confident my patients will be in great hands.
I'm super excited, too. I want to thank you and Gina for all your support over the years and all the adjustments. Thanks for keeping my nervous system healthy, too. So, Doc, what will your shingles say now?
Dr. Coleridge has gone fishing.
All right.
Dr. Maria Salas, HealthWise Chiropractic, 244-9000, 244-9000, on the web, healthwisedoc.com.
Join We the People Radio every Sunday morning with Elizabeth Woodward and Aaron Ryan, where we talk about all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
Let's roll, America. There's a job to be done.
This two-hour program offers you the opportunity to learn about issues the mainstream media only delivers in sound bites. Go to our website, wethepeopleradio.us, learn about people that are coming on the show, and if you'd like to hear them in person, find a Tea Party meeting near you. You can find that link at wethepeopleradio.us as well.
This week, we welcome back Sam and Kate Call, the American business couple who were captured by Al-Qaeda in Libya before they miraculously escaped. They've got plenty more to share that you won't hear in the mainstream media. If you missed last Sunday's interview, catch it on our archive, then listen live this week for part two. We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Now we can crank that up, Savannah.
Nobody loves me but my mother. And she could be jiving too. Hey, nobody loves me but my mother. And she could be jiving too.
Yeah, that's how we're feeling about that silver out there right now. But you know something?
It's somebody's jiving.
Somebody's jiving too, you know. And just to let you know that, you know, if you're looking at the market worldwide right now, it's starting to look like this is the big crash we've been waiting on for quite a while. I mean, you know, the mainstream media is not telling you that they're having a simultaneous crash worldwide. I mean, in the last month and a half, the Nikkan, the Hang Seng, you know, they're down 10 to 15%. Europe's crashing out. We've gone down, I think we're at 4 or 5% now in the last month, and with no end in sight. And this is all because Bernanke has talked about stopping pumping $85 billion in the market.
He hasn't actually stopped.
No, he didn't stop the quantitative easing. He just said, well, the markets are getting better. I think towards the end of the year we'll taper it off. And him just saying that has now got the markets totally crashing because it's all air bucks anyway. I mean, you know, how long can you hold? You know, that's the thing about this inflation stuff. It causes a boom cycle to start with, but sooner or later you reach the top of the boom cycle and you have a big, huge, long bust. And that's what they don't want to talk about. So
no, you don't hear any of that in the mainstream. That's for sure.
Yeah. So, you know, if you're out there thinking your 401k is going to be a great place to be, you know, at the end of the day, the reason that everybody's in metals is because it's the only safe place at the,
Well, I was just reading something the other day and I can't remember the gentleman's name, but he is supposed to be one of the biggest bond buyers.
That was probably Bill Gross. He's the
I believe it was, but he is selling all of his bonds.
Yeah. Yeah,
so that should tell you a little something.
So Warren Buffett's been buying gold lately. George Soros has been buying gold. Jim Rogers has been buying gold. All of these icons of the financial industry, and you could keep going with that, are all buying gold. Central banks are all buying gold. China's buying gold. The country, Russia, they're all buying gold up. Only it's a bad investment. We should stay in paper dollars that they're printing out of thin air and stuffing into the stock market.
You think they might be lying to us again?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'd rather have a piece of paper than a piece of real gold that actually is worth something
okay,
no matter what.
I'll give you some paper and you give me all that you got in your pocket, okay?
Wrong answer. Try for double jeopardy in the bonus round. So it's not going to happen, you know, and here's the guys that we're dealing with. This is from the Telegraph, okay? These are, you know, we're talking about central banks and banking in general. This is Saturday, June 22nd, 2013. Bank of Tokyo, this is the Telegraph. That's at the telegraph.com dot, or dot, I'm sorry, telegraph.co.uk. It's from England. The Bank of Tokyo Mitsubishi to pay 160 million pounds for money laundering. So we've got HSBC money laundering and, you know, laundering money for the drug cartels in Mexico and laundering money for the Muslim Brotherhood. And then, you know, you got the Bank of Japan, you got, you know, all these banks and of course they're just stellar people there and they wouldn't, you know, so they pay fines that they should be going to prison for. And, that's our banking industry, the central banks worldwide. And of course the, you know, we got a central bank here, the Fed, who's pumping $85 billion a month into the stock market and into mortgage-backed securities,
and that's why the stock market's going down.
And so this month, okay, look at the 10-year yields and the 5- and the 7-year yields. They're going up like a skyrocket. I think the 5-year bond went up to 35% this last month. So if they have lost control of the interest rates going up, we're there, guys. Because if the interest rates get up to 5%, how is the federal government going to pay that interest rate on the money that they're borrowing every month to pay the bills and the house that Jack built? We got some problems coming here, because if half of your budget starts to go for its interest,
raise our taxes.
Well, you got a choice. Either raise taxes or keep printing more money and devaluing the currency even further. And guess what? You guys that are out there saving and anything other than real assets, whether it's in the stock market, paper, CDs, anything connected to the dollar is going to be a problem, because it completely wipes you out. Maybe that's why everybody worldwide is running into precious metals.
Yeah.
Hmm.
All the big guys are.
Yeah, just, you know, but listen to I probably better skip that word. The guys on MSNBC tell you that gold and silver, bad. Price go down, no yep. good. Get in stock, lose everything, good. Really, that's about the size of it.
Yeah.
That's how bad it is. I mean, they badmouth gold and silver. You know, the price, they never talk about the worldwide run into the metals. They never talk about the price manipulation, through the COMEX or the London bullion market. They never talk about, you know, all these things that are affecting the market, the margin call they did the other day on gold to drive the price down even further. And gee, it's just funny that all the big boys are selling out on the stock market and running into gold. But all you little people out there, you just stay in your little 401ks and keep your mouth shut so that, you know, it's
all
good.
And we'll take care of you.
It's all good.
Yeah. Don't worry. We'll take care of you.
Yeah. Anyway, maybe I'm ranting.
Maybe just a little bit.
Maybe just a little bit. Maybe we should move on to some other headlines. I mean, we've got, it's just out of control here, what's happening. Let's look at the unfiltered news here from, this is unfiltered news in the realityzone.com. And this is compiled by G. Edward Griffin. And, you know, just looking at some of the headlines here, NSA, and the Art of Lying is one of the articles. Here is an overview of the incredible lies told by the officials from the NSA and FBI. Of course, our government never lie to us. They take care of us, right?
Yeah, sure they do.
Yeah, it's all good.
It's just like the hearings that are coming up for Benghazi, you know.
Yeah, we might be able to get some of the information from Larry when he
we might be able to, but they're starting the hearings, but guess what? It's not open to the public. Yeah. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, could be an issue.
No.
Let's see. We've got a bureaucrat in Maury County, Tennessee, warned an audience that unfounded complaints about water quality could be considered an act of terrorism. So if you complain in Tennessee, in Maury County, there's evidently some bureaucrat there that if you complain to that the water isn't quality, then you'll be labeled a terrorist under the federal laws enforced by the Department of Homeland Security.
They come knocking at your door.
That's comforting.
Yeah.
Now, here's another headline. U.S. document reveals that despite Obama's claim that the government is not monitoring phone calls or emails of average citizens, that the NSA is doing exactly that. let's see. Boom, boom. The Government Accountability Office reports that preparation for the launch of Obamacare is running far behind schedule and that information about the true cost is being withheld from the public.
Yeah, what's it like, tripled?
Well,
it was like 983 million or billion, and now it's like 1.8 trillion.
If you take it down to the lowest common denominator, last I heard that the average family of four is going to cost $20,000 a year that you're going to be charged, whether you like it or not, for health insurance. See, the little guys out there running around don't get it. Well, the IRS is going to come in and say, oh, you didn't get health insurance this year? Or you want health insurance, or you're on the health insurance plan, well, that's going to cost you $20,000. Well, hey, I work at McDonald's. I only make, 19. That's too bad. Now you owe it in tax. Is that going to be a problem maybe out there?
Just a little bit.
Those guys that have been going, hey, Obamacare, hey, it's good. Right on. Everybody gets health care. It's all free.
So then it goes on your taxes.
Right. And then you're supposed to pay that. Only if you look at that particular scenario that I just gave you, that means that you would be indebted for the rest of your life just for your health care insurance if you stayed at that wage.
Right.
Hmm.
You think there might be a little bit of problem.
But it's free. Sup.
And we all know with the numbers, that's going to probably change, probably double. Usually whatever they tell us.
Yeah.
Who knows?
I mean, this is a train wreck. But be aware, they're trying to get that online. I don't think that you're going to end up with a revolt before that happens, because as soon as people wake up to the fact of what they've really passed here, you know, remember, read the bill. We got to read it. No, don't read it. Let's pass it, and then we'll read it and find out what's in it.
Yeah. And we're finding out. It's nothing what they claimed it would be.
Yeah, all drafted by the insurance companies for our own benefit. Okay, let's see. We got here's one from Canada. Canada passes a law that makes it illegal for protesters to wear masks or in any way to conceal their identity. So now you can't wear a mask when you're protesting Canada. What do we got here? This is a good one. New York. Two men attempt to build a ray gun to shoot civilians that are enemies of Israel, hoping the x-rays will cause cancer. You can't make this stuff up. That was it from MSNBC. Let's see. What else? Eric Holder is facing growing pressure from Congress to resign. Almost every day, a new evidence comes to light regarding Holder's disrespect for the truth, the law, and the Constitution. The latest outrage in his misrepresentation of facts to the judge to obtain a warrant against journalist James Rosen. There are 122 congressmen asking for his resignation right now. You will love the Fox reporter's births. Anyway, they got a Fox reporter that talks about this in the article. Here's a good one. Oh, go
I was going to say on Holder, there's people that support Holder out there that says, well, it was just an error, a slight error on his part.
Yeah, you know, the chief law enforcement officer in the country doesn't know how to get a warrant without lying about it, or he doesn't know how to get before Congress and remember the warrant that he just lied about. I don't know. So.
I don't know.
It's all a big mistake. We know nothing.
Yeah, but we've been here before with him.
Right. Oh, he's never lied before. Stop it.
Oh, yeah. Fast and Furious.
What were you thinking?
Yeah.
Okay. We got one more headline before we go to a break here. This is a good one. U.S. The IRS plans to pay $70 million in bonuses that were negotiated through the public employee unions. A White House directive canceled all bonuses during the sequestration, but they were renegotiated.
Imagine that.
Yeah, so the sequester, not so much.
Oh, and then they can use this to go to their line dancing seminars and stuff?
Yeah, I guess that's what you do.
And you get your plastic fish.
Yeah, and then you can enforce Obamacare when it comes in.
Oh.
What a bunch of great guys.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think when we come back from the break, we will have our guest on the line, Larry Klayman. And this is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Here's another energy savings tip from Reading Electric Utility, REU. Use ceiling fans to keep cool in occupied rooms. Leaving ceiling fans on in unoccupied rooms wastes energy. The motor in a ceiling fan consumes energy and generates heat, costing you money. For more energy saving tips or rebate information, visit us at reupower.com or call us at 339-7300. REU. Together, we can save energy.
You're probably wondering, where do I go? I'm out of coffee. Well, let me tell you, Tobacco and Brew, guaranteed to provide you with the freshest coffee beans. With the rising cost of coffee, Tobacco and Brew offers the best prices, quality, and a large variety as well. Check it out. Go in and meet the friendly staff who will help you with selection and specification of your brewing needs. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Okay, gentlemen, there is nothing more patriotic than cracking open a tasty Budweiser in the summertime. Because for every case of red, white, and blue Bud sold between Memorial Day and Independence Day, Budweiser will donate to Folds of Honor, a charity that provides scholarships to the families of injured or fallen soldiers. So here's to Folds of Honor and support in the troops! Great times awaiting! Bitch
of Bud! Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri. Donation of 2 cents per case of Budweiser sold May 5, 2013 to July 4, 2013, with a maximum donation of $1.5 million.
Hi, this is John Greenhut. If you can have a bright white smile in 5 minutes, would I get your attention? Power Swabs is clinically proven to whiten your teeth in 5 minutes. Power Swabs whitens teeth on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days. To try Power Swabs risk-free, dial 1-800-663-6188. I guarantee your friends will love your movie star white smile. Try it risk-free, 1-800-663-6188. That's 1-800-663-6188.
Well, we're back. Had a little computer glitch there, no problem at all. And so I guess we got a need.
I think she's working on it. She's going to try to get Larry Klayman on the line here in just a couple minutes.
Well, good.
Having a little bit of problem with the soundboard over there.
Okay, very good. While we're doing that, I've got another article here. It's called, this is Fox Nation here at foxnews.com. Report, IRS sends $46 million in refunds to 23,994 unauthorized aliens at one Atlanta address. So let me get this straight. They sent $46 million in refunds.
To aliens.
To aliens, 23,000 aliens at one Atlanta address.
And they never made the connection?
No, Internal Revenue Service sent these to an unauthorized alien workers who all use the same address in Atlanta, Georgia in 2011, according to the Treasury Inspector for Tax Administration's report. That was not the only Atlanta address theoretically occupied by thousands of unauthorized alien workers receiving millions in federal tax refunds in 2011. In fact, according to the TIGDA audit report published last year, 4 of the top 10 addresses to which the IRS sent thousands of tax refunds to unauthorized aliens were in Atlanta.
Unbelievable.
Nobody noticed anything. You know, I mean, what's $46 million when you're...
Yeah, and they're going to be the ones that oversee the health care... And
yeah. I mean, would you rather be monitoring unauthorized aliens or line dancing on a cruise ship?
Line dancing.
Yeah. And you know, playing Captain Kirk and Spock would be,
yeah, good. That's right up there. That's what I want to be doing.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking. boy, I'll tell you what, you can't make this stuff up. And, you know, people who this is the unintended consequences of big government and being taken care of. You know, you got a whole segment of the population that want to be taken care of and we deserve all this stuff and give us our entitlements and, you know, we want free cell phones. And it's like we're talking about the free cell phones with the Veritas report the other day and James O'Keefe, and they got these guys on tape giving cell phones, and the guy's getting the cell phone. He says, I can do anything I want. This is my cell phone. And the guy says, yeah, you can do whatever you want. He says, I could sell it for heroin. He's, yeah, hey.
Yeah.
And the guy says, well, I'm not going to judge anybody.
Unbelievable.
So, yeah, that's sort of a unintended consequence. How are we doing over there, Savannah? We're not, it's not happening now. Well, we might have to do the soft shoe through the rest of the program, I guess. Hopefully we can get a hold of Larry Klayman, and he'll be on here in a minute. If not, I guess we will just keep talking about the headlines. So with this report from Fox News, I mean, it just is the tip of the iceberg. It just keeps, you know, this is the drip, drip, drip of getting worse and worse and worse. You know, and everybody thinks that the government, you know, what people don't get a lot of times because we've been dumbed down through the education is that we're always told government is good, when the real deal is that government has been man's worst enemy since the beginning of time. You know, I mean, we're all worried about a couple of serial killers and evil guys, but if you look at, take a guy like Stalin or somebody, you know, that killed 20 million people, he was part of the government. And so, you get to see that, you know, throughout time, who started all the wars? Well, it was the governments. Who sent you to the wars? It was the government. Who taxed you into servitude and took all your property? Oh, it was the government. You know, how they can avoid this, you know, and so now we've got this shining example on the, you know, of government in the American public or in the American system. You know, that used to be the greatest government in the history of the world because it was limited. It was, they had sound money. We had a constitution that we followed and a rule of law. And what people need to do is make the connection that once you get away from sound money, the rule of law, rights, limited government, you end up with what we're getting, and it invariably gets worse as it goes because people who want to manipulate, control, and have power are typically not your normal average kind of guys. And
they really don't have your best interest at heart.
Yeah, I mean, and you know, you look at Hitler or Stalin, or did they come into power telling everybody what they were going to do and saying, oh yeah, we're going to kill 20 million people? No, they came in taking pictures of kids around them and, oh, this is for the people, and you know, we've got to get you more stuff and free cell phones. No, they didn't have cell phones in Russia, but you know, at the same time, well, maybe they have cell phones now.
I'm sure they do now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Took them a bit to get there.
They're probably
but
more free in Russia right now than we are in America. I mean,
that could be very true.
It
we're losing our freedoms so rapidly right now that you can't even keep up with all of it. Excuse me.
Yeah, it's crazy. So with that, what else do I got here on the table?
I mean, just take a good look at Detroit. How well that system's working.
Well,
you know,
it's like we're, this morning when we're coming to the station here, we're talking, they have a news report last night on our local station, and the unemployment rate has gone down in Shasta County. What?
Really?
What are you sniffing? Okay, so.
Don't let all those people standing out on the street corner with the signs asking for money fool you, but.
Yeah, and it's only 7%, except that, you know, the reason it went down was that there was, you know, the people who were on unemployment can't collect unemployment anymore. So then unemployment goes down because they can't collect unemployment anymore. Is that how it works? You know, I can't even believe that these guys, what do they do? A report comes in from whoever and they say, oh, we got to just read this over the line. They don't check any of the facts. They don't see that the unemployment rate really? It went down?
Yeah. And what's the percentage of the welfare recipients?
Yeah. And you're also going to be looking at the fact that what's going up. Disability claims, you know, all these, disabled, claims, you know, and if you look at the entitlement programs like food stamps, welfare, you know, disability, is that stuff going up off the charts? Yeah, it's going up. So it's just insane. The reports that we get on all this stuff, you can't believe any, and where I'm going is you can't believe anything that the news reports to you anymore because 99% of the time from the mainstream, it's a lie or it's distorted or it's twisted.
Yeah, and even our local media and newspapers, well, it's the same thing. They don't report the important things.
And they get, and then they just keep feeding us the same lines of garbage. How long have we been in recovery? You know, we're going into recovery 5 years now. The unemployment rate's going down, really. Only, you know, the worldwide markets are crashing, but we just won't mention that.
Yeah, it's not important.
Yeah, you know, the Hang Seng goes down 2,000 points. And, not a big deal. It's not going to affect us and Europe imploding and, you know, the riots that they're having in Brazil. You know, they got 300,000 people rioting Brazil the other day, but God, I didn't even see it on the news.
Right.
Yeah. So it's crazy. Anyway, I got a report here. This is from the, WordPress.com, and it says 95% of violent conflicts around the world are Muslim. Now just imagine that. Oh, I know it's politically incorrect, but of the 22 world conflicts around the world right now, 21 are Muslim. Okay, this may sound like propaganda, but it sounds so, because it sounds so far-fetched, it isn't. Check your world almanac. Radical Muslim has spread a scourge of violence around the globe that otherwise simply wouldn't exist. It is time for the West to put an end to this horror. The next step is to destroy Iran as the world leader of the Islamic violence. I'm not sure I agree with that, but the point that we're talking about here is, you can't even mention the fact of these guys cutting people's heads off in England, they're killing Christians in the Middle East. None of this gets reported in the mainstream news. So,
and they don't report how many of them are coming through our southern borders at this point.
Yeah, and what's and then so I'll go to this other story. This is from the NationalPatriot.com, and it's titled "Treason by Another Name is Obama's Foreign Policy." It goes, really? Okay, so Obama's latest proclamation is so far outside the realm of rational thought that it can only be labeled as insane. We are now going to have peace talks with the Taliban. Really? So we're going to have peace talks with the Taliban.
Nice. That's going to work well for us.
Yeah, you remember those guys that were fighting Afghanistan, that were sheltering bin Laden and the Al-Qaeda.
That had something to do with 9/11 and...
Yeah, and I thought, first of all, we're not supposed to be negotiating with terrorists in the first place.
Oh.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. So, it just gets crazier and crazier out there with all this.
Yeah, so, they lie, they murder, they continue the terrorist path, so let's negotiate with them. You know, so, back in April of 2012, Obama made it clear to our enemies that we would be leaving and pulling out of Afghanistan in 2014. He gave them 2 years notice, okay? Wouldn't anybody with a working brain cell at that point realize that according to this foreign policy genius, that the war in Afghanistan would end in 2014?
Well, I guess we have a caller on the line. It's not Larry Klayman, but it's Terry Raposa. Are you there, Terry?
I am. How are you guys doing?
We're doing pretty good.
The fun stops.
Hey, you notice, Mark, just to kind of want to get your thought on this, but every single law that seems to be coming out seems to be against the people.
Isn't that interesting?
There doesn't really seem to be any laws coming out other than against us, either in a way where it's prohibiting us in our rights or taking money out of our pocket. I mean, can you think of any that have come out that are happening that are not that way?
You know, that's a tough question because it's so negative. You know, what's really happening here is under the auspices of, and this is how they always do it. This is to help everybody. It's like Obamacare. You know, gee, we're gonna pass Obamacare so everybody can have free healthcare. Only in the process, we're not gonna give everybody free healthcare. It's gonna cost everybody everything. Money's, you know, so they always come across like they're helping us. At the same time, you're right. The actual policy does nothing but hurt the American public and dings our way of life. Our standard of living goes down farther and farther and farther. Yeah, you're right, Terry. I got to agree with you.
You know, the thing I don't understand is that it seems just pretty simple and pretty logical, but, you know, people just aren't getting it. They're just, and it's really not so much that I found the younger generation. It seems like the kids from, you know, 15 to 25 get it, and then when you get into the late 30s and early 40s, they just seem to be in another stratosphere.
I don't know. I mean, I talked to my son last night, and I think that there's actually more and more people getting it just because of the pressure that's being applied out there in the economy of trying to make it. But, you know, I don't know. I mean, I think the biggest thing is that the news media and the mainstream medias are complicit, you know, in circumventing the knowledge that they should be out there getting this knowledge of what's going on in the world out there to the public, but they're not. And even if they were, you know, I think a lot of these guys are so distracted with the feel good the party on, the playing baseball, whatever it happens to be, that they really don't care to find out about it. And that's sad because at the end of the day, they're probably going to be the ones that suffer the most.
You're right. And one quick thing. I saw a video. You might have seen it, about an admiral, who basically talks about how, he is not going to prosecute or, tell his chaplains that they can't pray in the military. I mean, to go ahead and have something like that to where if you're in the military, you can't mention God. I mean, how insane is that? And this admiral does a great video on that. And it kind of goes to the subject of where the heck are the churches?
Right.
You know, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness is something that's God-given. And where are these pastors at? I mean, most people, when they go somewhere, they're going to want to hear something about, gosh, they're doing this to us or that to us, no matter what moral issue it is. And most of the time, it is moral issues that they're attacking us on. So, to me, I'm just wondering where the heck the pastors are and where the churches are, really. It's a bit discouraging.
Well, hold on to that thought, Terry. We're going to need to go over a quick break. We'll be right back, and then we'll talk some more about it.
This is KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent from Sheldon Largent Realty, and these are difficult times in our economy. It's difficult times in real estate, and people have lots of questions. Should I sell? Am I upside down? What is a short sale? What's cash for keys? What do I do if my house is sold on the courthouse steps? For answers to these questions and many more, please tune in Saturday from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 AM to the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We talk about all things real estate. Brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Megastar Mortgage, Trinity Pest Control, and Sheldon Largent Realty.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to one to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to one on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Howdy, baseball fans. Nate Abarea here, your Reading Colt 45s broadcaster. Tune in to Saturday Night Baseball right here on KCNR 1460. We'll bring you all the action from Tiger Field starting at 7, as this week the Colt 45s take on the Northwest Stars. So if you can't make it out to the ballpark this Saturday night, join us right here on KCNR 1460, the official broadcast partner of the Reading Colt 45s.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Yeah, we're back. Sovereign Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire, Community Radio for the North State. And we're talking with Terry Raposa, about what's happening in our government and so forth. And, just the world, the stock market, it's all interrelated. This is all a product of one big out of control government, goes bonkers, you know, and, you know, what's the video, Girls Gone Wild? Well, we've got government gone wild.
That's exactly, you know? Right.
And it doesn't turn out well in either case.
You know, I kind of wanted to talk before we went to the break. Terry was talking about the pastors and the churches and stuff. You know, before the churches always had to take that they couldn't do a lot of stuff because they were in fear of losing their tax exemption. And I'm hoping maybe with this that's coming to light with the IRS, maybe more of them will get the idea that the IRS isn't all what they are made out to be.
Well, actually, I think it even goes further than that. I think that a lot of them are afraid that they might offend someone in their congregation. And in a lot of cases, I mean, you know, a lot of the issues that are being passed, I mean, this deal with the military, you know, where these young men aren't even allowed to express their freedom of religion. When you have a situation where you have, you know, gay marriage, you have a situation with abortion, all these different issues that are absolutely huge. And, you know, and there's just a dead silence on it. It's more about, you know, the jokes about, oh gosh, a funny movie or, you know, this living in a land of unreality when in fact,
yeah,
we are a reflection of the government we elect.
Yep.
And when all the professing Christians say there's a 40, 50 million, whatever it is, that are probably more than that. Whatever the professing Christian population is, only 30% of them register and only 30% of them vote. And in the last election, only 25%. So that other 75% that are registered just didn't even bother to vote.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And so when you look at that, you're saying, oh my gosh, we are a reflection of who we put in office. And, you know, when the Christian turnout has been strong in elections, we've always had a situation where morality rings truer and things seem to go better, obviously, in America. And when you have a country that's based on Christian principles and you have pastors that are just totally just out to lunch on this stuff, not even bringing this stuff up or standing for anything, it's atrocious because a lot of these people that we talked about, the 40-ish, late 30s, et cetera, with families, the only time they're going to hear the truth may be from the pulpit.
Yeah.
During the whole week, as Mark said, we're inundated with news programs that are just not telling us the truth, newspapers that don't tell us the truth, governments that lie to us, laws that are being passed that infringe on our inalienable rights. And so, to me, I just think it's a real travesty, and I think that like people like David Barton, Glenn Beck, good Christian men like that that are standing up, it's important these pastors start standing up. Almost to a point where people have to start getting a hold of their pastors and their church leaders and saying, hey, we need you to lead.
Yeah,
because
maybe
in the Revolutionary War, guess who led those militias?
Maybe the congregations need to vet their leadership and go to the churches that are going to do something about it. I don't know. I mean, I'm looking at an article right now on the U.S. United States Justice Foundation. A Marine criticized Obama on Facebook as discharged. And, you know, that's kind of a microcosm of what we're talking about. I mean, you know, there's stuff going on behind the scenes here that's not being told out there, you know, about the administration and what's going on. And you're right, these churches need to get involved, and because if you're not going to do anything about evil, then you're sanctioning it.
Well, not only that, but the other thing is too, we've always heard, well, you need to respect authority. Well, did the three young Jewish men respect Nebuchadnezzar's authority when he said bow to me? He was the authority. They said no, we only bow to our God.
Well,
were thrown into the furnace, weren't they? And,
well,
and of
the,
course,
they,
miraculously, nothing happened to them. But the whole point is that we've got it so skewed, and these guys have it so skewed, that authority is God's authority. And
right,
these things that our government are doing are against God's laws. Where are you people?
Yeah, isn't the saying in there somewhere, there's only one authority, and that's from God? So, in other words, anything else is not. And that's what you got. So you can't say that, oh, gee, respect authority. You can't. It's the old render under Caesar's argument, you know.
Right.
And that's baloney. I mean, he didn't say that, you know, when they asked him, you know, if he was, you know, going to obey the laws that Caesar made, you know, they were trying to trick him into saying that he would not. So, you know, is he going to pay the tax, render unto Caesar? And the real deal is that they were trying to trick him into breaking the law. So it's not a matter of render under Caesar. You just don't submit to authority just because it's there, you know, and that's what we've got going in a lot of the churches. I think they think that all authority is from God. Well, you know, that's kind of not reading between the lines at all. I mean,
well, not reading between the lines, but it's not even scriptural.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean
you know,
we're not even reading it.
Mark, you hit right on the head. I mean, that That was so simply and eloquently put. You're right. Everything you just said is just right on the dime. I'd like to have some of these local programs get some of these pastors on to explain and maybe hear what they think of what's going on with this country. I mean, there's no question that they're trying to destroy the family. No question that they're trying to destroy Christianity. There's no question that they're taking our rights from us. I mean, is it because it's almost like I was telling Sal this the other day? Do these pastors think maybe we're not suffering enough because Paul tells us that we need to suffer? Should we be suffering more? So maybe if we don't do anything, we'll suffer and we'll feel better about things. What in the heck?
Well, you know, there's purity in suffering. There really is, Terry. And I say that a lot because the real deal is sometimes you don't think clearly unless you're suffering consequences. And unfortunately, that's
you're right. That's a good point, but I didn't really mean it in that context, but you're right about that.
Well, that's what I'm saying is that's the point is in order for people to wake up traditionally, historically, it seems like they got to suffer to the point where they get their, you know, I always tell my kids, I guess you got to get your nose rubbed in that hard enough to where you smell it, you know? And that's what we're talking about. And I think we're going down that road to the point where it's going to happen. I mean, when you're looking at the overall economy tanking, you know, I mean, at some point in time, you're going to have a wake-up call when you realize, hey, I can't even support myself or my kids anymore. Is it now time to maybe get involved?
Well, we were in, as you know, we've been gone, and we were in two different states. We were in Nevada and in Utah. And it isn't quite the same in Utah as it is in California. Things are not, I mean, if you are to look at it, there is some health there, as far as what's going on. Same thing with Nevada, but California, I mean, we sort of live in a bubble here. We don't see really what's going on. You can hear about it, but when you're physically there and engaged in the population and talking to people, you find that California is a country unto its own, in a lot of cases. Now, I'm certainly not saying that we're not headed for a crash. I'm not saying that at all. What I'm saying is that people are, at least outsiders, are standing up and looking for solutions. And there are people who are standing up in other states, and pastors that are standing up, there's good ones that are standing up, you know, for their rights. Because without freedom of religion, we
don't have anything.
Are you kidding me? And so you're just going to roll over and maybe, you know, I mean, it's just, to me, it befuddles me. My faith is stronger, but but in looking at the way the churches are operating, especially in California, it's just beyond me.
You know what's so funny is that the solutions are fairly simple. The solutions are actually, we would have an economic recovery and a turnaround in such a short amount of time, it would blow everybody's mind if we would just start following the template of success and prosperity, which is sound money, limited government, you know, Bill of Rights, freedom of religion, freedom of speech, and get the government out of all of this stuff and let people start working again instead of being dependent on them. You know, it's really not that hard of an equation to solve this problem. But if you believe that the government's going to solve all of our problems for us, or you don't care to jump in and start helping solve them, then you're going to get what California is getting. The reason the other states are being more prosperous is that they're starting to follow the template again. They're starting to follow the pattern that gave us prosperity, which was limited government, follow the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and that's all. It's really that simple. And until we get back to that, you know, California's imploding because you can't spend more than you take in. You can't keep borrowing money to run all your programs, and that's at the federal and state level. That's why we are going to have an implosion, is because that's what the federal government's been doing it, and that's what California's been doing for quite some time. So with that, we're just about out of time. I wanted to let everybody know that the Treasury, this week in the Treasuries, had the worst week in 50 years. The stock's worst week in 2013. The 5-year Treasury bonds rose 37% this week. Is that going to have effect on all the budgets, on all these government programs?
Just a little bit.
Yeah, so it's coming, Terry.
I just want to thank you guys. Because, you know, it's great to I know how much you two do, and I mean, Linda, you're amazing with the veterans and all the things you do, and Mark, you know, you keep on coming out there and telling the truth, and it's a tough road, and I respect you guys a lot for what you're doing.
Well, we appreciate that, Terry, and the feeling's mutual. So
yes.
We're just about out of time here. Sovereign Mind Radio. We'll be back next week, and our guest next week will be Josh
Bollinger.
Bollinger, and we're going to be talking economics, Keynesian theory, and all that stuff.
A young man's perspective.
Yeah. So have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you guys next week.
This is KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Government is reason. It is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force. And force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. You were not born a copy, so don't die one. you were born an original, don't die a copy. All right, we'll see you guys later.
Have a great week.
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Paul Stevens. No comment yet from Hong Kong on what its government might do with NSA leaker Edward Snowden. He's now formally facing espionage charges here in the U.S.
Hong Kong's police commissioner made brief comments saying only the case will be dealt with according to law. He ignored questions about local reports that Snowden is now under police protection there. Hong Kong's legal system is independent from China's, but Beijing can intervene in defense or diplomatic cases, and at least one Hong Kong lawmaker is urging it to do that, to protect Snowden. Otherwise, legal analysts say he would have to try to block extradition himself, perhaps by filing a refugee claim, and that could take years to resolve. But for now, he's likely still free. Address unknown. In Tokyo, Alistair Wanklin, Fox News Radio.
Some lingering flight delays for Southwest Airlines after a system-wide computer failure grounded about 250 flights for nearly 3 hours late Friday night. Full service brought back just after 2 a.m. Eastern on Saturday. There's still a slight backlog of flight delays.